Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're listening ad-free on Wondery Plus. It's April 1st, 1978, in an apartment in the West Village in New York City. 65-year-old avant-garde composer John Cage sits down in his favorite chair, a cup of tea in one hand and a large manila envelope in the other. Spring sunshine pours in through the tall windows of his home, and for a moment or two, John just sits and watches the steam from his drink curl into the air. Then he sets the tea aside, opens the envelope, and slides out the magazine inside. It's the debut issue of a specialist arts publication, and the entire first edition is dedicated to an interview with John. There's a black and white photograph of him on the front cover, along with a quote, "Art, when it's useful, should spill out of just being beautiful and move over to other aspects of life so that when we're not with the art, it has nevertheless influenced our actions or our responses." John is pleased with that. He flips through the rest of the pages of the magazine, but as he reads his own words, his mind begins to wander, and he thinks back over the achievements and setbacks of his long career. John has been a composer for more than four decades, but he's no ordinary musician. Inspired by the cultures of China and South Asia, he's torn up the traditional rulebook of Western music and probed the boundaries of what composing even means. He's embraced chance and randomness in his work, and he's been a pioneer of making music with a so-called prepared piano, a piano that has objects placed in between its strings to alter the sound it makes. But as John sits in his apartment this morning, there's only one piece he feels like hearing. He sets the magazine aside. Stepping over to his piano, he sits down and rests his fingers on the familiar keys. Then, John checks his watch as the second hand ticks to 12, and when it does, he closes the keyboard cover and begins the composition that once made him famous all over the world. next on History Daily. April 2nd, 1800. The composer Ludwig van Beethoven premieres his first symphony in Vienna, and this one has notes in it. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily. Hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Gabriel Gould. Supervising sound designer, Matthew Filler. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by William Simpson. Managing producer, Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship, Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.